Paul Andecker and the Thursday edition of The Daily Buzz. Well, next week is spring break. And a new study says the answer to good vacation memories are fridge magnets. Researchers found that people who get them have more vivid memory recall of their trip than those who sift through dozens of photos. Since we take so many photos, our brains can get overwhelmed. So a magnet could capture a feeling better than your smartphone ever could. My refrigerator is covered with them. Now here's a job for you. The online gambling site BetUS is hiring a wiener connoisseur to travel around to the different major league ballparks and measure their hot dogs. They want exact measurements for each one. You'll get to taste test dozens of hot dogs, but they don't really care how good they are. They just want to measure each one to see which of the 30 major league clubs has the best and least value in hot dogs. It's not a full-time gig, but they also don't expect you to do all this work for free. They'll buy the game tickets, travel is covered, and you get $2,500. They'll also toss in a $500 gift card for MLBShop.com. Oh, and a subscription to MLB TV. You can apply on the BetUS website now through April 18th. Good luck. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Daily Buzz Part 2. Ever leave a cup of coffee on the roof of your car, drive off? Well, this is a lot worse. A guy in Australia is in the doghouse after he left his fiancée's $2,000 wedding dress on top of their SUV and drove off. It happened Sunday while they were picking it up at their storage unit. He tossed it on the roof to put it in last so it didn't get crushed by other boxes. Then he forgot about it and merged onto a major highway. The dress was in a box, so it might be okay, but last we heard, they hadn't found it yet. They walked down the side of the highway, but it wasn't there. The bride's name is Lyndall Kane, and her fiancé is Tom. She posted about it on Facebook and said, Tom, quote, "Stupidly, I left the package on the roof." Now, we're offering a reward for anybody who turns it in. Good news, they are still getting married. She said yes, she's really upset, and she joked it'll at least make for a very good speech at the wedding. Plus, they still have time to replace it if they need to. They're not getting married until next February. Word out, 51% of Americans agree with this statement. I think of my car as part of the family. A poll also found 53% of us would hang on to our current car forever, if that was an option. But the number one reason isn't emotional, it's financial. 80% of us are trying to keep our current cars as long as possible because we don't have the money for a new one. We feel the car we have is fairly reliable, gets pretty good gas mileage. Fond memories, like road trips or family vacations. And you simply have an emotional attachment to Bessie. Knucklehead news out of Indiana, where a guy got arrested after a high-speed chase, then bragged to a cop that he saw his speedometer hit 170. Cop near Indy clocked a Mustang going 84 to 55 on Saturday, tried to pull the guy over, but he took off, got into a high-speed chase. Police say he did hit speeds over 100 miles an hour. Not clear what the idiot's top speed was. He claims it was closer to 200. The driver was 20-year-old Michael Stancato. Chase ended when he hit the curb, and he had to be wrestled to the ground and tased. After they had him in custody, he started bragging about it, told a cop he saw his speedometer at 170. He haven't said if that's true or not, but he can expect it to come up in court. They arrested him for criminal mischief, criminal recklessness, and resisting arrest. The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.